Even before you are born, the first sound you hear is a steady beat of your mother's heart. Your sense of life, security, and well-being comes from the rhythm of your mother's breath and her gentle movements as she prepares for your long-awaited arrival. You emerge from the protection of her body in perfect health. The unconditional love of a mother for her child is a guiding force that sets you on your way to a healthy and meaningful life. You take your first few tottering steps, clutching her powerful hands, and she teaches you to speak, to smile, and to understand the important things in life. If by chance you fall down in the enthusiasm of your play, you run with your tears into her comforting arms, and she brings back your smiles. Yes, she is the one who can bring back the smiles, and who cares from the heart. Unlike any child, we all do need such care from the heart throughout our life. This has been the motto of the J. Watmore Global Hospital Research Center, which is located in the remote and beautiful landscape of Mount Abu.
Mount Abu is a place which is known for spirituality and tourism. Many people visit here, but this place didn't have any healthcare facility. So we thought of providing a kind of a service to the community as well as to the visiting tourists.
To provide not just professional medical health, but to provide a healing touch of a spiritual atmosphere. This is the hallmark of J. Watmore Global Hospital Research Center. Global Hospital has operated as an oasis of hope in the semi-arid region of a rural district of southern Rajasthan.
There are many areas where no medical service are ever possible. Many people who have illnesses have no access to any pharmacy, any doctors, and therefore this hospital, the Global Hospital, has been a source of great hope for hundreds of villages around the Mount Abu region.
It has been called a temple of health and happiness. All classes of people frequent its corridors. Patients queue in line. Even though many are illiterate village farming folk, there is no jostling. Global Hospital was built with love by a group of forward-thinking individuals.
The hospital is a registered charity, and we have a board of trustees which are located from various fields of life. And the inspiration behind all this trust, forming a trust and starting a hospital have been a Rajyogi par excellence, Brahma Kumar Nirvair, when he met Dr. Ashok Mehta and a philanthropist Dada Khubawa Tumal. They had a vision to provide care to the poorer people. And whereby I feel his positive outlook, his compassionate bent of mind, and his zeal to do something for the society, all these three combined have made this dream possible.
They believed they could make a difference to the quality of life of the predominantly village folk of Mount Abu and the surrounding area. Global Hospital is maintained with equal fervor today by its dedicated staff. Global Hospital provides a balance of modern medical intervention and complementary preventative and curative techniques. It provides all the major secondary medical disciplines and diagnostic facilities. Visitors marvel at the boon of having healthcare available with no distinction of caste or creed, delivered by qualified doctors genuinely interested in patients' welfare. Patients experience unusual affection from the medical staff.
There's one unique feature I found in a global hospital which has really drawn my attention, is that we have some of these Raj Yogis, senior Raj Yogis, sisters and the teachers, those who have been absolutely dedicated. They walk in the corridors of the hospital giving love, compassion, the drishti, you know, they look in such divine love that the patient gets reassured. The whole atmosphere is a charged atmosphere in which they feel they are being treated. That it reassures them that there is a tremendous healing power, the divine healing power in practice in this hospital.
We are reminded of the nobility of great souls who understand, as Mother Teresa said, that we cannot do great things, but only small things with great love. To feel loved when you're in pain is perhaps a great gift that only the privileged few receive.
I think what I saw in this hospital is something unparalleled in my experience. Patients, when I go for a ward rounds, have said what a tremendous thing they had with the human touch that they experienced at every level, right from the time of admission to the time of discharge.
Dr. Carl Menninger said that love cures people, both the ones who give it and the ones who receive it. Global Hospital's motto is to offer holistic health care to all. To offer care with much love, in an atmosphere that feels more like a home than a hospital. Truly, no one is left out. The poor receive as much benefit as the rich.
So when this hospital was started, it was started with the aspect that we need to reach out to the people who need us the most, particularly the people in the villages, people in the periphery, people who are economically deprived. These are the people who need us the most. And the hospital has, from the day one, decided that no one should be denied care only on the ground that he cannot pay for the payment. Everyone should have access to the same kind or same quality of care.
those benefits are not restricted to healthcare. Allied health awareness services and overall healthcare practices care for the mind as well as the body. Healthcare at Global Hospital includes meditation and positive thinking courses for all the patients. Global Hospital has the advantage of inspiring overseas medical volunteers. These are committed people who wish to offer their services and spend quality time serving the community. They want to experience delivering healthcare in a setting that is completely different from what they are accustomed to. One such person is Sister Matilda, a nurse of Dutch origin. In 1995, together with friends and associates in Holland, Sister Matilda raised sufficient funds to launch a full-time course in voluntary education in nursing practices. This project was especially significant as it gave young girls an opportunity to emerge from their social and financial limitations. They could learn and take up a vocation and serve the community as well as be financially independent. Courses in laboratory technology and ophthalmic techniques were introduced shortly afterwards, including part-time seminars and courses in first aid for students of the Mountaineering Institute and Police Training Academy in Mount Abu. Facilities include a well-stocked library for both staff and students. Residential accommodation for students was made possible through a grant from the Dutch government. Assistance from overseas charities created a sound infrastructure and enabled Global Hospital to take healthcare to the community. A mobile hospital van staffed by a doctor and paramedic is regularly driven to remote villages where modern healthcare is completely absent. The road is long, and it is easy to get overwhelmed by the enormous task of providing adequate health care and modern amenities to these village folk. Their colourful attire belies the poverty and disease that rules the lives of these people. The pressing need to work to ensure rudimentary livelihood means that the illnesses often remain untreated. This is where the mobile team steps in. The doorstep service ensures their medical problems are addressed, and the family members are able to receive medical treatment. Even though the doctor is keen to help, communication with the villagers is often hampered, not so much by language, but by their hesitation and fear of modern medical practices. A growing number of villagers with access to modern schooling now recognize the doctor as a benefactor and mediate to assist him in convincing the sick of his curative remedies. Once the villagers feel comfortable with the medical team, they are willing to share their problems and stresses. A few are inspired to give up tobacco or betel nut and address the reality of their addiction to alcohol.
Somebody is addicted, and we've just given a class on addiction and what it can do to you and how you can get sick. And so he comes in the van and he writes up, I don't want to be addicted anymore. And he takes a vow like that. Then he writes it up, and then we give him medicine, homeopathic medicine, to help him to get over his addiction. They are very, very effective.
The result of all these endeavors is to make friends for life. Well wishers often give the hospital toys for the village children, which are eagerly received. These woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. Seriously sick are thankful and relieved when they get moved to the hospital, where they are certain to get life-saving medical treatment, together with the same loving care they receive in their village.
Service to the needy, especially in healthcare, works wonders in bringing smiles not only on the faces of the patients but even their families and friends. That is a great service to humanity.
The global hospital team is keenly aware that its medical services need to be shared with more and more people. Your support and good wishes ensures that together we bring back the smiles.